Beethoven's Pastoral Symphony helps usher in the Boston Symphony Orchestra at Tanglewood this year as the summer cultural season gets into full swing. WBUR critic at large Ed Siegel was just out in the Berkshires and joins us now to talk about what's coming up there and elsewhere across the state. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Bob.
You know, that Pastoral Symphony could be the theme song for Tanglewood and the Berkshires in general. It's a place where culture and nature seem really wedded. And it's part of an all-Beethoven program that the Boston Symphony is playing on opening weekend under Christoph von Dohnányi. We're hearing him now conducting the Cleveland Orchestra. He had a distinguished relationship with them. He helped rebuild them into one of the great orchestras in the country. And he's now one of the last great maestros in the world, really. And von Dohnányi has become a BSL mainstay while they're looking for a new leader. And he's as good as they get, so it should be a great concert. And on Sunday night, the Boston Pops will be at Tanglewood, where they'll be backing up the gorgeously toned Bernadette Peters.
Love Bernadette Peters. Mm. Always great to hear.
Yep.
You saw some theater while you were out in the Berkshires, too.
I did, Bob. I went around to a lot of the second stages this time around.
What was your favorite from what you saw?
I'd have to say Barrington Stage's Dr. Ruth all the way.
Dr. Ruth Westheimer, mm-hmm. The venerable sex therapist, if that's not a contradiction in terms.
Yeah, sex therapist, Holocaust survivor, Israeli sniper, pop icon, all of which make for quite a life and for a fairly good one-woman play by Mark St. Germain, the resident playwright at the Pittsfield Theater.
And Dr. Ruth is played by?
Deborah Jo Rupp. She's a little too Baba Wawa in her impersonation, you know, not pronouncing the R's and L's, but otherwise very enjoyable. Here's an excerpt from it.
The Talmud says a husband owes his wife sexual satisfaction. It even specifies a timetable for sexual union. For wealthy men, intercourse every day. For working men, twice a week. For donkey drivers, once a week. For camel drivers, once every 30 days. For sailors, once every 6 months. I told my daughter, don't ever marry a sailor.
Makes me wonder if all the sailors in Boston this week for Navy Week agree with that statistic, Ed.
Yeah, I bet not. And, you know, her talking about sex therapy, it's really the best part of the play. The more dramatic material seems a little rushed and a little undeveloped. Though, on the other hand, it is beautifully staged by director Julianne Boyd and her talented design team. And also, Bob, you know, if you're in Western Mass and you want to relive your childhood.
And I have some childhood in Western Mass because I have relatives there.
Well, there's a Howard Pyle exhibit at the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge. Pyle illustrated the Robin Hood and King Arthur books I used to take out from the Codman Square Library back in what we used to call Dorchester.
Moving eastward now, you're also a fan of the theater out in Wellfleet on the Cape. I know that, so tell us what's going on there.
Well, Bob, we now have to say theaters, plural, because there have been some dramatic events this past year.
Well, tell us that.
Uh-huh. 5 years ago, the wonderful Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, or WHAT, expanded to a new space on Route 6. And after battling with longtime artistic director Jeff Zinn about how to program that new space, the board fired him. Many of the actors who worked with Zinn got the lease on the old, funky, richly atmospheric Harbor Theater. So this weekend, there's a nicely received rock musical, The Consequences, on Route 6, and the new Harbor Stage Company is doing Hedda Gabler.
So some interesting shows on the Cape, and I'm sure that a lot of Wellfleet theater fans will be looking forward to them.
Yeah, two theaters.
But let's go back to the Berkshires right now and Beethoven's Fifth, which the BSO will also play during Tanglewood's opening weekend. Ed Siegel, critic at large for WBUR. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Bob.